We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. You can email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey. He's one of the MCSCs that comes in from Tab and sits down and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we have four lines wide open on this Saturday morning. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And so we'll bring up some news as we wait for your calls. The FCC is screaming at Apple. The FCC commissioner over there, Ajit Pai, is urging Apple, turn on your FM chips in your iPhones. Because we've had a couple of storms lately. And it's been a long time, you know, it's 7+ years of quiet, you know, no hurricanes at all to speak of. And now we've had a few come through. And FCC is saying, you know, we can't communicate with people through the emergency broadcasting system if there's no way to receive the broadcast. And yes, when we were kids, when Gloria came through and we lost power here in Connecticut, we could hear people still on the radio. Or when
every now and again you hear the test with the
Superstorm Sandy came through, we lost power, we had the radio. And the beauty of that is that it just works. It uses a broadcast. You just have to have power on your device, but you can buy things called batteries and listen to the radio. So FCC wants Apple to turn on their chips. I guess these Apple devices have had FM radio chips in them for some time, but they stopped putting them in after the iPhone 6. So the FCC is screaming at Apple for something they can't turn on anymore because Apple, in their infinite wisdom, making their phone lighter and a little faster, a little better camera, removed the FM chip from their 7 and on devices.
So do Androids have an FM chip?
I have no idea. But they should. I hope they do. I really wish they do because it's the right way to – this is a great tool, and it'd be great to be able to have access to the FM or AM radios.
Then that would destroy the extra money you pay for streaming your apps or streaming your music.
I know, right?
Your data.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, that would be counterproductive. I mean, we wouldn't be able to make a profit.
Counterproductive is the fact that everyone in Puerto Rico can't talk to one another because all they have are smartphones and there's no broadcasting happening to have them hear, hey, guys, you got to go pick up the diesel fuel that's sitting at the dock so you can get this island back and running.
Yeah, and a lot of the towers are down.
Yeah. Well, yeah, all the cell towers are down. There's no power. But if you have a broadcast, you could tell people what to do with the radio. So the fact that I'm even saying this seems kind of weird that we don't know this. That clearly you should be ready to rock and roll. I mean, poor Puerto Rico, they had 80 years to prepare for this hurricane. It's the last time they had a hurricane of this magnitude hit them is 80 years ago. And now, since there's no FM radios anywhere down there, nobody can talk to each other. But the FCC is all upset at Apple. Turn on your radios. But if you have a 7 and on, you don't have the chip. And I don't even know if mine does. I should check that. I'd like to know. I hope it does because I like the radio.
Piqued your interest,
radio
is, didn't I?
Radio. I've been a radio junkie my entire life. So, and guess what? Radio just works. All right, your calls are coming in, so let's get to your calls, and we will go to Don in Goshen. Hey, Don.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Although my computer isn't, but I am.
That's why we're here, Don.
My laptop, as of yesterday, doesn't want to boot up. And there's two things that it does. if I'm not very quick, it just goes to a page where a bunch of numbers and letters and lines come up, and it gets to this thing that says DHCP, and then there's an underline, and there's like a stick that goes, you know, turns end over end on top of it. Then every few seconds, another line comes there, and the stick moves over to it. And then after it does that four or five times, then the significant things, it comes up and says, no boot file name received.
Oh, boy.
Then it says exiting Broadcom and operating system not found.
Not good.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is, if I'm really quick when it starts up, I can hit F2. It tells me at the bottom, hit F2.
Yeah.
And it takes me to a setup utility, Phoenix Secure Core setup utility.
The BIOS.
Yes.
Which then has a bunch of things on the top, information, main, security, boot,
right,
and exit.
Yeah.
And I don't understand anything that's under any of those things. I'm wondering, is there anything I can do to wake it up?
You need to replace the hard drive, which failed.
Yeah. So the machine can't see its hard drive, and it's trying to boot off the NIC card, which is
from
the next
network
thing.
Drive, yeah.
And it's done. So your hard drive failed. How old's the laptop, Don?
Oh, I'm not sure exactly. You know, it's old.
Yeah.
I got it when Windows 7 first came out.
Okay. Very old then.
I don't know when that came out, but it's, you know.
Yeah, long ago. It's over
2007.
Five, yeah, so 10 years old. Yeah. So you would want to consider replacement of the whole unit, not buy a hard drive. So it's we would pronounce it gone.
Oh.
Sorry.
Don't bury it in a hole in the ground in your backyard.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So yeah, you need it, your drive failed, so you need to get a new hard drive, and in this case it makes no sense on a system that old to do so.
Okay. And if I were to get one, if I were to find one, even a used one that's cheap or something, it would, you know, would it be able to wake the thing up, or would it start from
it would start blank, so you'd have to load the operating system, which you may not have the disks for.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
Yeah, and then start fresh. All your data could be gone on this laptop, the hard drive. Depends on if you had it backed up. Did you have it backed up?
No. Well, I don't really store a lot on it. So
okay.
I've never really
then you're okay.
Done that. But so I guess the only thing is the nuisance of redoing all my favorite pages and those sorts of things, but
that's easy to redo.
I just have to go to them and do them, tell them to do that.
Yeah, that's easy to fix.
Okay.
Yeah, but I would not spend any money on a laptop that's 10 years old. It should be responsibly recycled.
Yeah, and I've only been using it because it was working, and I actually have another one that I hate. It's a Windows 10, and I just hate that thing. And when it opens up, it just reminds me of the old Netscape I had back in the 90s.
It does? Really?
That's what it reminds me of.
Huh.
I mean, the way it's just got all these little things that you go to instead of just having a list of things you hit on and say, go to this page, go to this page.
All right.
The Netscape thing used to have a picture of a den and an office and a kitchen or whatever. And you say, okay, go to this.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, and that's what this Windows 10 reminds me of, and I just hate it.
Yeah, no, I remember those hokey little things where they had you click on these areas of a picture to get into a system.
And
you're kind of right.
Microsoft had an OS for a short period of time that did that called Microsoft Home.
Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah. It was terrible. I'd say another word, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, oh, well, Don, sorry about that. Unfortunately.
So anyways, you told somebody else there's some sort of a shell I can use on that to get it to look like Windows 7?
Classic shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's free.
Okay.
We'll put a link out there. It's probably already out there. We'll put a link out there for you again.
Okay, great.
All right, Don.
Thank you much.
You're welcome, sir.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so his laptop's hard drive has failed. Let's move on to Dennis in Avon. Hey, Dennis, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, got a little frustration here. I use Firefox, and Fox News is my homepage.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, when I try to open up a Fox video,
mm-hmm,
I get a blank X popping up. And where's that coming from? I fiddled around with.
It's a plugin that you're missing that needs to be updated.
Uh-huh.
Most likely has to do with Flash, And Flash is a very poor, it's not very secure, and Firefox has kind of stopped support, which is a good thing. Make sure that it's not your browser by using a different browser like Chrome and seeing if your videos will play. I assume they will.
Oh, all right.
That way you don't have to spend too much time trying to make Firefox work. Firefox is a little kludgier and slower than Chrome, so I'd have you try the beach ball versus the little fox going forward.
Seems you guys have always recommended Firefox in the past.
So the thing about IT guys is that we will change our minds.
Okay.
And the reason we do, the reason we do is because technologies improve and change.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's our experience that right now Chrome wins.
Chrome is it, huh?
Right now.
All right.
But in 3 months, it could be a whole different browser that wins. Things change. I mean, heck, do you remember BlackBerries?
I've never used it, but yeah.
What happened to them?
I don't know. I think they went off the edge.
Yeah, exactly. So the technology, somebody had a better mousetrap, and they lost. So that's the kind of thing with IT guys.
I will switch to Chrome.
Take a look at it. I think you'll appreciate it. It's faster, and I assume your videos will play fine.
Okay. I have it here on my taskbar. I use it occasionally for, you know, like Google search and stuff. But
yeah.
All right.
Let's try it.
At the homepage.
All right, Dennis.
Thank you, sir.
You got it, sir.
Take care.
Bye-bye. IT guys will always change their minds.
Well, sometimes, you know, we have to because somebody builds a better mousetrap.
Exactly. We're going to put a link up here to unlock the secret FM tuner in your Android phone. So certain Androids do have FM radios without using any data. So that's good. We'll put a link up there from CNET. And I'm going to go to Paul in Litchfield who has a similar question. Hey, Paul.
Good morning. Talking about communication in Puerto Rico, there is communication. It's called shortwave radio.
Yeah, that's been around forever, right? That always works.
And the amazing is people don't. I'm not a ham operator. I was actually at a fellow's house, and I pull up. He's got this array of antennas. At any rate, and I said, "So what's happening in Puerto Rico?" And he started explaining to me how it actually works, and that if you have someone in Puerto Rico. And they know where a ham operator is. There's actually a relay system set up where somebody in Puerto Rico can get a message to someone in the United States by a ham radio. And then, of course, let's say it comes to me or you.
Right.
And you just say, okay, I need a home phone number for this person. You call them up. You say, hey, we just got in contact with so-and-so in Puerto Rico. They're called to say they're fine.
Right.
You have a message you want to send back to them.
Yep.
And it really works that way. And the best part about it is it's free.
Yeah, it's free using technology that's so old.
Yeah, it's technology that's forever. And I just figured I'd call that, put that out there in case somebody is trying to reach someone in Puerto Rico. Because, obviously ham radio is much more extensive in the United States, but it is possible.
Oh, sure.
And, it'll take time, which most people don't seem to understand anymore.
Right. No instant gratification. But is there a link or a website that your friend could refer us to that we could put out there for folks who did want to try to tap into that ham radio network?
I honestly can't answer that question because I didn't ask him that question.
Okay. Is there a way for you to ask him and get back to us? We're here till 11.
Not today, unfortunately.
That's okay. All right. So there might be a ham operator out there that's listening now that might be able to let us know.
Hopefully.
So, all right, Paul. All right. No, good point. Thank you very much.
Yep, love the show.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. That's the key with this stuff. Old technology like broadcasting works. The streaming garbage. If you really want to listen to music and you want it to just work, I can't tell you how many times I've had my Pandora stop. It just stops. Because they want me to pick up my silly cell phone and look at it. Are you still listening? I was until you stopped my music. The idea is this data, right? We're all paying for these streaming these services, and they have to dump data down. And they don't want to dump it down to somebody who's not listening, but I can't listen when you – it's an oxymoron. I was listening until you turned the music off. Thanks. That's technology for you. I don't know. With radio, I can just turn it on, and it just works. We're going to step out for a quick break, get back to more of your calls. Joe, Juan, a couple lines open for you guys. We'll be right back. are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric. We're here till 11 o'clock. Sorry. Go ahead, Bob.
And I'm Bob.
Yeah. We got to have that, man. It's like Sheldon knocking three times. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Let's go to your calls. Dan in New Britain up next. Hey, Dan.
Hi.
Hi.
Great show.
Thanks.
I'm an amateur radar operator, and I think the best way people could, in Connecticut anyway, could figure this all out about getting a message down to Puerto Rico or vice versa, is call the ARRL in Newington. I don't have the number right in front of me, but it's easily, you call Director Assistance or Google it.
Yeah, we just put a link up to it.
Yeah, you could put a link up to it, but they will know which hams in Puerto Rico are handling messages right now, and they would know, they could tell people where their loved one needs to go to. But, how does that work? How do you get the message to the person that you can't contact? So it may be a little tricky, but if they can somehow get a message to them, but they would have the most information about how to go about this.
Yeah, and the thing about this, that we're talking about it now after these storms come through, you would think as part of these preparative kits, this type of stuff would kind of be there. Hey, if we don't have power or access to this stuff, here's how you can go to this place, this town hall or this building, and it's not set up. The one thing I can pretty much guarantee is a disaster. How about you? Can you guarantee that? I bet you can guarantee it. There's going to be a disaster. We just don't know when. You'd think we'd be a little more prepared for these things. And you get this great technology like ham radio. These guys are... So obviously they're just enthusiasts. So you yourself are an operator. How far can you reach with this system?
Well, with the HF high frequency radios, like shortwave bands, they can talk all over the world. So from Connecticut to Puerto Rico, or the northeast United States to Puerto Rico is routine and no problem.
Nice, amazing. So again, this technology really should be leveraged by default. I would think you've got all of these emergency. We have all these emergency centers in Connecticut. I would suspect that within that group, there's this ham radio person who says, hey, by the way, when all the other IT garbage that we've got in place fails, this stuff works.
The only problem with Puerto Rico right now is that if there's no power, the ham is going to have to be geared up enough to have emergency power. Some hams have that, some don't. Well, if the guy doesn't have power and he has no battery backup or anything, he's still stuck like everybody else.
Yeah, but you'd think that technology would be part of the town, the government operating, right? I mean, you should have a generator and you should have a ham radio, considering you can speak anywhere on the planet. Is it me or you just stick up an antenna? I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not an antenna guy, but it's a big piece of metal. And
it's typically a long wire or an antenna on a tower.
Yeah.
Like a beam antenna on a tower.
And, you can buy generators for very little and stock up and gas. And the storm is coming. You know it's coming for quite some time. It's coming from Africa, right? So it's like you can get the gasoline ready and get ready to power up a generator. And, I mean, there's really no excuse.
Yeah.
It's not a big surprise like it was in, the 1800s. Is there a storm coming? I don't know. Boom.
I think it's like a lot of people. They probably didn't expect it to be this bad.
No, exactly. But having the technology already laid out, like you just said, they don't know how to get the messages back and forth. It should be just part of the fabric of how they operate.
We used to call it civil defense.
Right.
Well, hams in the United States practice this whole message handling thing constantly.
Yeah.
So in the United States, it's pretty much a well-thought-out plan. Puerto Rico, I'm not sure how much they do it.
And my question, though, is for the hams, they're ready to go, but are they connected to government? Is there a handshake going on there?
Yeah. I mean, there's a group called CERT. I'm not quite sure what it stands for right off the top of my head, but they connect with government and participate in exercises and all that.
Well, Dan, thank you very much. You got to go to a hard break here, but we appreciate the call.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. So we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and we were reading an article from Wired that says every cell phone in the world has an FM chip. Now, I'm trying to figure out mine on my phone, and it's not turned on or activated if there is one in there. But according to Wired, everyone has one. So obviously the reason they wouldn't want the chip to be turned on is because they want you to consume data. But in an emergency situation, the same way Tesla expanded the battery for those Floridians to escape Florida by taking the cripple wear off of their limiting of their battery power, maybe we can get the cell phone manufacturers to take the cripple wear out of our FM chips. Because one thing I can guarantee in this world is a disaster. And things like radio can get the word out. Even when the cell towers are down and the streaming is broken, as long as you have a battery, you have the access to information with radio. For those you young whippersnappers out there who don't know what radio is, let's go to Joe in East Hartford. Hey, Joe.
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
I would like to know, when I searched the internet, how to burn a CT to a CD.
A CT?
A CAT scan. It used to be called CAT scan. It's computer tomography.
Oh. And you want to burn the image to a CD?
Yeah, I think it's the image of the CT is already on a CD, I believe.
Okay.
And I want to copy it. So I need to copy it to a CDR, I think.
Correct. So you need to have a burner, a CD burner in your computer.
All right, how do I know that? I've got Microsoft 10. Does that come with it?
Well, it's a hardware piece. First, your CD-ROM drive inside your computer has to have the ability of burning CDs. If that machine is 7 years old or younger, I bet you it has the hardware in there to do it.
It's probably not a CD, though. It's probably a DVD.
Yeah, but it'll still burn CDs.
Should.
Yeah, say that again, Joe. What was your question?
It's less than 3 years old, and it's Lenovo.
Okay. Does it have a DVD drive in there, a CD-ROM drive?
How would I find that?
Does it have a tray that you can pop a disc into?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure. That's how. So you're all set there. I bet you it can burn discs for you. Now you have to go get some media. You have to go get a CDR.
Okay.
And you go to Staples and get a couple of CDR media.
Okay.
Now you need the ability to copy that file, that CAT scan. So you take it off the CD you have now, copy it to your computer.
To Word or what do I copy
it? Just drag it.
Just drag it to a directory, right? Make a directory called CAT scans and copy it into your CAT scan directory as a file. It's a picture, right? It's a JPEG or it's a TIFF. It's some sort of image, correct?
I don't have it on and I don't see it. I'll have to look at it. So I'm looking for a CT scan.
So somebody gave you a disk with that data on it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So most likely it's some sort of image file.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it would be called, but it's an image file that you want to copy that image to your drive, your hard drive.
Am I exporting it?
No, you're just browsing to it from your CD-ROM drive, which would be maybe a D:. When you put the CD in there, you browse the file structure to see if you can find that file.
Okay.
You might need a little help if you're not following what I'm saying, because it's fairly basic what I'm talking about uh-huh. as far as looking at files, and
I'm not computer literate.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, and that's okay. It sounds like you need a little help.
Is there a vendor or are there vendors that will do this for me, like Staples or?
Yeah, I would bet you could bring your. Is it a laptop or is it a computer?
No, I'm using a desktop.
So I would bet you Staples would help with taking that file and moving it from your CD to a thumb drive or some other media. I can't say for sure, but it all depends on how friendly those guys are.
Okay. What about the geeks over at Best Buy?
Yeah, so it all depends on their willingness to assist you with what you're doing. Because you're
at their mercy.
You're a little bit at their mercy because it's not typical. But Staples does move data from media to copiers all day long.
Okay.
I bet you could go to their copier desk and say, "Look, I need to go buy a thumb drive." Do you know what a thumb drive is?
Oh yeah, I've written books, so I have thumb drives.
Okay, so bring your disk to them. And then go buy a thumb drive at Staples. At least buy something there. You know how you have, if you want to use the bathroom at McDonald's, you gotta buy a coffee. Same idea, right? So go buy a thumb drive, and then give them the disc and say, "Hey, can you help me get this CAT scan data to this thumb drive?" And I bet you'll find a very well-meaning person. Now, the problem is this is HIPAA data, right? This is medical data.
Yeah, exactly.
What they technically should do is freak out and say, no, they can't help you. But that's just the nature of HIPAA. But I highly doubt they're going to actually think about that when they try to help you.
But these are originals, so I don't want to destroy the...
No. Yeah. All right. So I think you need a little help, Joe. I think that's the easiest thing to do for you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good luck.
There's no such thing as a CD burner then.
Like, no, there is. Yeah. There is. You already have it in your computer. The problem is I don't think you're... If I have to explain to you how to find that file to do that copy and paste, I think you're going to have so much trouble with all that you need a little help from somebody else.
Yeah. I'd be a hurting buckaroo.
I think that might be where you should start.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, Joe.
All right, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. It's not that he can't do it. But if just browsing media is a challenge.
The file extension is probably not a common one because they're saying they use a DICOM format, which is digital image communications for the medical industry.
Yeah.
So it just depends on what the format's using. Then you got to have something to interpret it. And they said there's a lot of utilities for free that's available.
It sounds like he just wants to copy it. So let's go on to Juan in Hartford next. Hey, Juan.
Thank you for taking my call. Just want to know, is Microsoft doing something to not let Tor browser run on Windows 10? Or if I update, it will not run.
Which browser won't run?
Tor.
I'm not catching that. What are you calling?
Tor, T-H-O-R.
Oh, Tor.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's dark web stuff. So the Tor.
I used to run, and now if I upgrade, I can run an old version, not a new one.
Yeah. I don't know, but I mean, anything with the dark web, I'd tell you to stay away from. The Tor browsers are all dealing with, getting access to content that is copywritten or something you got to pay for. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, illegal content.
It's all illegal stuff. So I would tell you that they might be. If they're smart, they are. Blocking Tor, because Tor is a dark web and it produces a whole lot of trouble for all of us, Juan. I'd tell you to stay away from it. That's just me.
Well, there's some websites. 90% of my browsing is through Firefox, but there's some website that I use that browser.
Yeah, I understand. I understand, but you're going, the dark web typically is through the Tor browser. I mean, I'm sure there's geeks out there that'll tell me, oh, you can use it for legitimate reasons. I'm sure you can. But I would recommend going to like a Chrome or something else than staying away from those types of things, Juan. That's just me.
It's just that they track you so much when you use the other browser.
Yeah, we use Chrome a lot. I think that's what you're saying. All right.
I got a story for you, but a short one. I have an 11-year-old computer and I'm running Windows 10 on it.
11 years old? Wow.
I know. Well, I've been through three hard drives right now and three graphic cards.
Wow.
Upgrading it.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I'm using ASUS Maximum Formula on it.
Okay.
That's Maximum Formula 1. I think they're up to 7 or 8 by now. That's how old it is.
Wow. Okay. I'm trying to keep up with you. Our phone conversation, your phone connection's kind of bad, and then I'm trying to hear what you're trying to. So, what's your question?
No, I'm also just wondering because you guys, when people said they're using old computers.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
You're bragging. You're bragging about your ability. All right, that's cool. All right, good job keeping that thing running. I appreciate. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, if you want to spend that kind of time, three hard drives, three video cards. I mean, if you got the power and the time, hey, more power to you. Paul wants to make a comment. Hey, Paul and Cromwell, what's up?
Hey, I got to tell you, you should have been a doctor because, man, you got a lot of patience with these seniors. And I know because I'm one.
Hey, you know what? Everyone needs a little help, and I would hope that someone would take the time for me if I had a question. So it's our pleasure to do it.
That's great. You got a great outlook. I enjoy your show, man.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want me as a doctor. No. No. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to more of your calls. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. classic rock. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock. Then Dr. Lessie will be in with Healthy Rounds, giving you a second opinion on your health advice. So stick around for that. Let's go to your calls again. We're going to go to Dave in West Hartford. Hey, Dave.
Hi, Eric. And Bob, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just have a question. I've been getting Chrome has been sending me clips from Fox News, and you know, it was great because I could see all the hurricane coverage and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't get cable TV, so this was great.
Yeah.
One of the things, and then somehow I was being sent Albanian TV.
Ah, fun. Know?
And very attractive women and all this stuff. And then, yeah. And then a little black box came on and said, you should probably get off this site. And I said, well, you're right. And what am I doing? I would never do this on my,
What little black box laptop. Came on? What little black box came on?
It was a little black box that right in the center, it said, this should not be watched or something
on
like
your
that.
On your phone
on the phone as I'm watching this
Albanian belly dancer phone. All right,
so I said you're right, what am I doing watching this?
I didn't
so
know the I, phones had a conscience. Okay,
yeah, right. So I clicked, but I think that, you know, Albanian TV, you know, it's might as well be Romanian or Russian TV.
Yeah.
That I might have gotten a virus into my phone. And I was wondering if Malwarebytes can be used on a cell phone.
Yeah. There is a Malwarebytes app from what we just checked, right?
For Android, but not for iPhone.
I have an Android.
Okay. Yeah. So yes, the answer is yes. You can run that program. Webroot is also available. You could use a Webroot ESET. Is a good antivirus for Android as well. It's free.
Okay.
They have a free flavor. They'll charge you for other functions, but ESET's
a
good thing.
I've got the Geek Squad plan, so maybe they'll give it to me for free. I don't know.
Mm. I don't know.
But Malwarebytes has an app for it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and scan your system, and if you come up clean, there could be something still in your browser cache as far as past Albanian visits.
That'll
still come up, so you may have to clear that cache.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Okay. Now I learned my lesson. I appreciate it.
I just never heard of a black box that comes up and says you shouldn't be going here. You shouldn't be going here, Dave.
I don't know. Maybe it was Chrome trying to tell
it
me.
It could be. So yeah. Chrome does have some malicious protection if you end up at some areas of the dark internet there. It's interesting. I'm just curious to see how they actually stated it.
Yeah.
Are you sure you really want to see this, Dave?
Yeah. It was like, what are you, crazy?
Yeah. Well, that's good though. It's good. But then you clicked on it anyways, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's almost like
I figured it wasn't my laptop, so I'm fine. And then I realized, wait a minute, this is the internet.
You can't, you're nobody's fine on the internet.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, Dave.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You got it, sir.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah, when your phone is telling you you shouldn't be going there, don't go there. Let's just don't do it.
I'd like to know what kind of a phone he has that has a conscience.
Yeah, man, that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
I've not seen that stuff, not because I'm a prude or anything. I've been all sorts of places on the internet, but I've never seen the warning that comes up and says, you shouldn't be here. I think I'd be really, really worried if my phone started to do that.
The only time I've seen those sorts of things is when they want me to subscribe. Not necessarily to...
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Right. All right. Let's go on to Judy in West Hartford. Hey, Judy, what's up?
Hello. Had a question for you about Firefox.
Yeah.
Have a Dell computer with running Windows 10 on it, and Firefox occasionally hangs.
Yeah.
I've had no problems with Chrome.
Yeah.
Is that a known issue with Firefox?
It could be. Again, Firefox seems to be a lot slower than it has been in the old days. So I've been just advising folks to just switch over to Chrome whenever you have issues. They're both great browsers, and Firefox did a great job many, many years. But Chrome seems to be eating their lunch. It's a faster, more reliable browser right now. So
okay, great.
Yeah, I would
Thank
either.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you can update Firefox to see if it works better for you, clear the cache, all that fun stuff, but or just switch over to Chrome.
Okay, great. Appreciate right. the advice. Thanks.
You got it, Judy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, known issues. Yes, there's known issues. There's known issues with everything.
Well, nothing's perfect.
Yeah, they're all. There's always a problem everywhere. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. A couple lines open if you want to get in before the top of the hour. Everything we've talked about today has been posted live. Mike G posts it to our old-fashioned website at computertalkwithtab.com. Name of the show.com. If you like us on Facebook over at Tab Computer Systems and Mark Zuckerberg deems it worthy, the post may go into your news feed. Maybe. Again, he has to deem it worthy. And then, yes, the latest media out there now, Twitter. We have a Twitter feed, Tab Computer Sys. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can get these links as well. So thank all of you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. Dr. Alessi's up next. If you're in the mood for some apple fritters, head down to Southington. The apple harvest has started, my hometown. The parade is tomorrow. It's supposed to be gorgeous. And, of course, we also run next week as well. So have a great time down there in Southington.
See you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.